nation's hive. And still here. Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministry. Praise the wonderful Creator for another great day that He has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to do our morning devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this is number 176. And you can see more at sufferwell.org of those. So we're going to start reading it, and then we're going to get into the teaching for today. The title of this one is Who Touched Me? I want you all to pay special attention to this and listen to this, because this is something that's going to be important for all of us to comprehend. Who touched me? And we read, And Yeshua said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you. And you say, Who touched me? But Yeshua said, Someone touched me. I know that the power has gone out from me. And we look at that. That is Luke 8, 45 to 46. Wow. And those of you that know the scriptures know what an amazing event this was that happened when the lady with the faith touched Yeshua and she stopped bleeding. We continue reading. It says, By faith and touch, 12 years of suffering were instantly done away with. How many of us suffer unnecessarily? How many of us long to draw from the power of the one who we call Savior? When we do simple marvel at what is written, why can't we live in it instead? How many of us have longed to touch Him physically, to see Him, to listen to Him, to hear His voice, and to stroke His hair with oil? We long to touch Him so He might touch us. For us today, where is the disconnect? We have been granted greater power and access to His throne after the resurrection than the woman with His issue with the issues of blood. Hebrews 11:39 to 40. Why do we marvel at what was when we have been told what is? We have more and more. Psalms 115 verse 14 says, May Yahweh richly bless you and your children. Revelation of mysteries is available which were not known while He walked the earth. Let a man so consider us as servants of the Messiah and stewards of the mysteries of Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1 says, So look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Yeshua who have been put in charge of explaining Yahweh's mysteries. The revelation is for your benefit. Are you a good servant? But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which Yahweh ordained before the ages for our glory. 1 Corinthians 2:7 says, No, the wisdom we speak is of the mystery of God, His plan that was previously hidden, even though He made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. 1 Corinthians 2:7. For our glory. Everyone say, our glory. It's for our glory. Certainly, even by chance, one would have reached out to touch Him if He was physically present before us. We can still reach out even now. Why is it that we lack? What is it that we lack that keeps us from Him today? Why did this connect? Will you pray with me? And then there's this prayer. Abba, and repeat after me. Abba, why is it so? Why can't we make it more personal? It is all unseen. Why did you make it so that we must do this all by faith? You have told us that we are greater. Those of us who have not seen yet believe. John 20:29. We accept the Father, yet there is this longing for the tangible. A touch not only from you, but to be able to reach out and touch you, feel you, and know you. Is it wrong to desire this, Father? Is it not natural, but rather supernatural that we long to see you? to be healed by you, to simply know you? Is your choice, Father, the how and the why, and as we submit to your authority over these things, release your perfect knowledge over us. The revelation of your way is perfect. Show us, Abba. Show us how to touch you in spiritual ways, so we too may be touched in physical ways. We long for your presence, the presence you tell us is already here. Help us see, Father. Please come, so be it. Hallelujah. That is the scripture for today, or the devotional for today, that we read and we understand these things and we realize these things. And it's powerful, really powerful, unbelievably powerful. And we have this great opportunity today to experience his wonderful healing. And I see so many prayers for healing. I see so many prayers for overcoming. But I also see so many people lacking the faith, willing to touch him. Willing to touch him because they don't see him. He says he gives eyes to see and ears to hear. And I think about the great testimonial I heard online of this girl that says when he comes back in that day, those that believe will see him and hear him. They'll hear the shofar blast. But those that don't believe will just hear thunder. He's waiting for us, and he's here amongst us now. We need not look forward to a future day. We need not think about the glorious past. He's here and with us right now. Right now, we must understand that. We look at Luke 5:17. It says, one day Yeshua was teaching. Some of the Pharisees and the teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. And Yahweh's healing power was strongly with Yeshua. Do you understand the electricity that you felt around Yeshua? And when you understand he's here with us now, why can't we feel that now? It says in Luke 6:19, everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him and he healed everyone. And I see so many people trying and wanting to be healed today, but nobody willing to reach out and touch him because they can't see him. But he's here amongst us. He calls us in his scriptures to taste and see how good he is. He's here amongst us now. And we must remember that. We must realize that. Just like the woman of faith who didn't even have the revelation of all the things he's revealed to us today was willing to, amongst the crowd, being one of the only ones to touch him. Are you ready and willing to touch him and taste and see how good he is? Romans 11:26 says, and so all Israel will be saved, as the scriptures say. The one who rescues will come from Jerusalem, and he will turn Israel away from ungodliness. We have an identity crisis today. We must understand anyone who believes in Yeshua is Israel. We must be willing to reach out and touch him because he's here with us now. Many of you say we don't see him, we don't hear him, we don't feel him. Well, get on your knees and pray. Stop the distractions from this world. Rebuke the enemy and pray, 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 and you'll see him, you'll heal him, heal him, hear him and feel him. Deuteronomy 1:11 says, may Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, multiply you 1,000 times more and bless you as he promised. He's just waiting for us to reach out, to reach out. And then he explains what these blessings are. He explains these blessings are not about bigger houses or nicer cars or nicer house than more cars. No, he explains these blessings of the peace that he puts amongst us. All the way from the beginning, he told us he would bless us throughout all eternity. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth, and he's preparing this place for us. Genesis 14:19 says, Melchizedek blessed Abraham with this blessing. Blessed be Abram by God the Most High, creator of the heaven and the earth. He created everything, including you. He knew every hair on your head before you were even born. He created you in the womb, and he has a plan for your life. And that plan is, when you are in distress, when something doesn't seem right, reach out and touch him. By faith, you shall be healed, as the scriptures say. I know many of you listening right now are going through some times that don't seem to understand why. Why am I the one that gets sick? Why did I get a divorce? Why am I going bankrupt? Why don't I get all these different blessings? Why am I homeless? Why am I doing these things? Stop asking why and start thanking him from from prison to praise. Praise him all the time. Thank you, Father, for your plan, because I know it is good. I know it is good. Thank you, Father. Psalms 8:6 says you gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. And then goes says in Psalms 89:11, the heavens are yours and the earth is yours. Everything in the world is yours and you created it all. Listen, folks, if your car breaks down, you don't take it to a dentist. You take it to the car manufacturer or a mechanic and he fixes your car. Why, when things break down in your life, do you go to psychiatrists and doctors and take all their medications and everything else, and instead not run to the Creator, the one who created you and our Creator, who created the heaven and the earth and the earth and everything in it? Why don't you run to Him? It says, put your faith in Yahweh and not in man. Romans 16:25 says, now all the glory to Yahweh, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Yeshua Messiah has revealed his plan for all you non-believers. A plan kept secret from the beginning of time. Everyone understand his plan and his will for us. Titus 1:7 says a church leader is a manager of Yahweh's household. So he must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent or dishonest with money. And here's the problem. You have so many leaders, so many people, pastors, whatever they want to call themselves, leading people astray, not teaching them about a holy life, not teaching them about reaching out, not teaching them about perseverance, but teaching them about the things of this flesh and not the things about the spirit, that we could see him, that he's with us right now. He's with us right now. Reach out and touch him and feel him and hug him. He's with us right now. Romans 16:25 says, now all the glory of Yahweh is able to make you strong, just as the good news. This message is about Yeshua. He has revealed his plan to all. He has revealed his plan to everyone. Are you ready to taste and see? I tell you this, what it says in Hebrews 11:40. Yahweh has something better in mind for all of us, so that we would not reach perfection. They would not reach perfection without us. He has a plan for all of us, and he has patience. It says in Revelation 6:11, then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of the brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Yeshua, who were to be martyred, had joined them. His plan, the creator of the heavens and the earth, his plans for our lives, that's what we desire. That's what we want. Yahweh's goodness never ends. It never ends. It says in Lamentations 3:22-26, because of Yahweh's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And I say to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him, and the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So many of us are going through it. But he says weeping at night will lead to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. Genesis 15:20 says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant good for you, meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Psalms 31:19 says, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before watching the world. Psalms 27:13 says that I am confident I will see Yahweh's goodness while I'm here with the land of the living. Psalms 23:6 says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. And Romans 8:28 says, and we will know that all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, for have been called to him according to his purpose. How many of you are ready to reach out to him right now and stop complaining about the things that aren't going according to your plan? Stop complaining about things that you don't like and reach out to him and just thank him. Thank him and give him a hug, only knowing that only Yahweh is good. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks Yahweh. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh. Romans 1:31 says, Yahweh saw all they had made, and it was very good. And then it was evening and morning in the sixth day. And then John 1:5 says, this is the message we heard, Yeshua, and now declare to you. Yahweh is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. The measure of our life. People say we can't see it. We don't hear from him. How can you not hear from him? The Bible is Yahweh's word. You're not hearing from him because you're not reading his word. Read his word. You'll hear from him. The Bible is him speaking to us. Him speaking to us. You want visions and dreams and you want to understand and hear him? Read his word. He's talking to you. Or the person that says, I don't hear him, but you don't read his word. Every single word is written for men. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. For Yahweh so loved the world, he gave his only son for us. He loves us and he wants us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, a new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all his goodness and all his word and everything leads to repentance. Repentance brings refreshing. Romans 2:4 says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness? Forbearance and patience, not knowing the goodness of Yahweh, lead you to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9 says, and Yahweh is not slow to fulfill his promise. As some understand slowness, but be patient. He is with you, not wanting anything to perish, but everything to come to repentance. Repentance. The goodness of Yahweh should lead us to praise him, to praise him always. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Psalms 107:1 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, and his love endures forever. For it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the nations. Proclaim the good news of his salvation, Yeshua, day to day. Go out and let people know that he died for you. Jeremiah 33:11 says, the sound of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, and the voice of those bringing thankful offerings to the house of Yahweh, saying, give thanks to the Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, for he is good. His love and devotion endures forever. For he will restore the captivity as in former times, says Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand that Yahweh is working in your life. Always and consistently working in your life. Getting it done. Not wanting you to worry, but wanting you to praise him. To praise him. Exodus 3:7-9 says, Yahweh says, I surely have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. And I have given heed to the cry because their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and bring them up from the land of to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the place the Canaanite and Hittite and Amorite and Perizzite and Hivite and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. Why are they still speaking? While they are still speaking, I will hear. He is working in our lives just as he was working in their lives. Even in your unbelief, he is working. We must grasp that. Exodus 6:6-9 says, therefore, say to the Israelites, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out of the land under your yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am your Lord, your God, who brought you out of the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore to uplifting your hand to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am Yahweh. Moses reported this to the Israelites. But they did not listen because of their discouragement and harsh labor. I tell you right now, Yeshua's life matters. That should be our phrase and our expression every day. Yeshua's life matters. Mark 9:23-25, and Yeshua said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for the one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Yeshua saw that the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." He speaks. He speaks. We need to have ears to hear. We need to have ears to hear. "But I come to you and I have cried out, O Yahweh, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yahweh, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die in my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught," says Psalms 88:14-15. David's saying, I cried. And John 14:1 says, "Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. Believe also in me." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving us Yeshua to live and lead the example and show us how much you care. Exodus 3:16 says, "Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac, has appeared to me saying, I am indeed concerned about you and what you have been done and what has been done to you in Egypt." It says in Exodus 14:11-12, they said to Moses, "Was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us into the desert to die? What have you done to us bringing us out of Egypt?" And Moses answered, Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of Yahweh that he will bring you today. The Egyptians today will never see you again. Psalms 34:6 says, "This poor man called and Yahweh answered him and saved him out of his distress." Taste and see. "This poor man called and Yahweh answered him," and he'll answer you as well. We have to reach out to him and touch him as if he's in front of us physically, because he is. John 5:17 says, "But Yeshua replied, my father is always working and so am I." He's always working in our lives. John 13:7 said, Yeshua says, "Do you not realize what I am doing? But later you will understand." Later you will have revelation of that. Genesis 15:20 says, "As for you, you meant evil against good, but Yahweh meant good in order to bring this present result, to preserve many people lives." He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so we'd have life. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is Yahweh who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." His will and his work and good pleasure. We need to submit to him and trust his timing on everything and never give up. And let us not grow weary, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up, Galatians 6:9. Psalms 27:13-14 says, "I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong, and take it to heart, and wait for Yahweh." Thank you. And then my favorite scripture, Psalms 46:10, that says, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among nations, and I will be exalted amongst the earth." Hallelujah. How many of you today are ready to be still and know that he is Yahweh and trust in him? Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to Yahweh." Luke 5:16 says, "But Yeshua often withdrew to a lonely place and prayed." And Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be consistent in prayer." We must be consistent in prayer. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have come to overcome the world." And Psalm 23:4 says, "Even when I go through the darkest valley, fear no danger. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you for the faith you give us, for the faith you put in us. And may everyone listening today, may your faith be stronger today than it was yesterday. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence, what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." But he wants us never to give up faith. Scripture says that faith is a gift from Yahweh. It is not of ourselves. It is a gift from Yahweh. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not from yourselves. It is a gift of Yahweh, not by works, so that you can boast." 2 Peter 1 1 says, "Simon Peter, a bondservant of the apostle Yeshua Messiah, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of Elohim and Savior Yeshua Messiah." And Philippians 1:29 says, "For it is you who has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake." How many of you are opening up that gift of faith right now and using it to your best desires and having faith in him? Mark 1:15 says, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Yahweh rewards those who earnestly seek him and have faith that his word is true. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." James 1:6-7 says, "He must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed in the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh." You want him to hear you? Speak with faith and confidence and trust in knowing who he is. And just like all the saints of the past, what they did, they had faith and they spoke to him with faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith by faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh." Psalms 34:17, "The righteous cry out and Yahweh hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful gift you have given us in faith. And may our faith be stronger every single day. For those listening today, may you strengthen their faith. Not just faith here in what's the scene on earth, but the beauties that come along with us in the kingdom to come. The faith that if we have it, we shouldn't be clinging to this life here, but looking forward to the life there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for using us. And thank you for the great gift of faith and peace and shalom in our lives, the real fruit of your word. I pray for everyone that's seeking you, that they would come to know that peace amongst you. And all the deceivers and the deception that's out there trying to bring people away from that, your word be true, and they get what they deserve. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. You can see more on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and also our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You take what is and you make it beautiful. When love floods in, we're restored forevermore. With breath that brings the dead to life, with words that pierce the dark with light, only by the blood are we set free. With mercy strong to carry shame,